Thank you very much, Representative Metcalf. You know, when we stand here and see the outpouring of supporters, it makes it so much easier for us as legislators to pass those good pieces of legislation. When we have your support, that's what it means. When I look back at things, the numbers don't lie. More and more Pennsylvanians are purchasing more and more firearms. It's there. The numbers state that. And guess what? The crime rate's even going down. Now, isn't that something? You know, we've heard a lot of speakers earlier speak about the Second Amendment, you know, under Article 1, Section 21. I don't need to repeat it to you folks. You know what that says, and it should not be denied of any of us. As Representative Metcalf discussed, I was the one that wrote the bill, legislation, about preemption last session that actually passed and was signed by the governor. Now you will have those naysayers that come to you and say, well, the courts threw it out. It was unconstitutional. Excuse me, the courts didn't throw that out because it was unconstitutional. They threw it out because it was a single subject matter that they were discussing, not that the preemption part of it was unconstitutional. So what we're doing, as you had heard Joshua speak earlier about the courts, we are waiting till the last court decision on the preemption itself, and then we will be, we have it ready, we have the co-sponsors, we will be introducing the preemption bill again. I stand here in support of other legislators that work very diligently to support our right. And we are always together on those issues. But I want to leave you with something that our forefathers said. And that was this. And this came from Thomas Jefferson. The beauty of the Second Amendment is that it will not be needed until they try to take it from us. Amen. Thank you.